Welcome to BioTime, a podcast to help you pass high school biology and understand the science of life. My name is Chris, and I'm your host today. Hey guys, today we will be talking about the law of segregation. In a previous episode, we dedicated most of our time to understanding how Gregor Mendel conducted his revolutionary research on pea plants. But today we are actually going to go a little more in depth into specifically the law of segregation. Let's get right into it. So what happened was that for the longest time, we had the firm belief that traits were just an even mix from both parents, as when we saw something like skin color, we would see that a parent with darker skin and a parent with lighter skin would sometimes come together to create a child with a skin tone that seemed to be a blend of both parents'. The idea of genes blending together was debunked in 1866 by scientist Gregor Mendel. Mendel devised the law of segregation, and is a really, really important law in genetics. And it states that when an organism creates gametes, each gamete receives just one gene copy, which is selected randomly. Remember that gametes are sex cells, so basically males have sperm and females have eggs. And Mendel believed that when these sex cells are formed, they will each only have one singular copy of a gene. So, how did Mendel make this discovery? Mendel actually did quite a simple experiment with two pure breeding plants that had distinct traits from each other. Let me give you an example. Let's say that we have two pure breeding flowers. Let's say one is white and one is purple. Pure breeding just means that if we were to take a plant and allow it to self-fertilize, it will continue to make more copies of itself. All right, but back to our point, which is that when we take our pure breeding plant of different colors and they breed together and we allow them to create offspring, we realize that the colors are not always just blends of each other. Instead, we get a mix of either white flowers or purple flowers. There's no like mixture, like in between of a white and purple color mix slash blend. And something important to point out is the 3-to-1 ratio. It is likely that you have already heard about this ratio somewhere in your biology career, but in case you don't fully understand what that means, it's just saying that the 3-to-1 ratio is what occurs when purebred plants create offspring together. But there are a couple more specifics. The 3 represents the trait controlled by the dominant phenotype, and the 1 represents the trait represented by the recessive phenotype. So for our example of a purebred white and purple flower, we will get a ratio of 3 white flowers to 1 purple flower, only if the white flower is the dominant trait. And before we move on, let's cover some vocabulary. When something is homozygous, it means that it has 2 of the same traits. And if something is heterozygous, it means it has 2 different traits. So as we can see, Mendel has already made the crucial discovery that the old concept of blending simply just, it doesn't work, it doesn't exist. But Mendel uses newly discovered knowledge to further develop the law of segregation. Remember that humans and organisms are diploidy. This means that we carry 2 sets of genes. And Mendel stated that when organisms create sex cells, there's a random chance that the gamete will receive one of the 2 alleles. This helps to explain the 3-to-1 ratio, as it's really all a game of probability. And in case you're wondering how this separation of alleles occurs at more of a biological level, what's happening is that during the first division of meiosis, homologous chromosomes are separating into their daughter nuclei. And as chromosomes separate into different gametes during meiosis, the 2 different alleles are also pulled apart. And this separation of chromosomes, of each into a sex cell, is called segregation. And in case any of you are struggling to understand the 3-to-1 ratio, as it's very understandable, it's a little bit of a complicated topic, but no worries, because that is why Punnett squares exist. Punnett squares can make the 3-to-1 ratio really, really easy to understand. Because the law of segregation is actually the reason why we are able to use Punnett squares. I know this will sound a little confusing, so just bear with me. You can take out a paper and pencil and just work slowly. This will probably really help. Let's start off by thinking about our purebred parental generation. Let's say we have a capital Y and a capital Y to represent a yellow plant, and the capital is saying that it's a dominant trait, and maybe we have a lowercase y and another lowercase y to represent a green plant. So essentially, it's big Y for the yellow plant, little y for our green plant. And if we're going to cross these two together, we would get a F1 generation that is made up of capital Y and little y, right? So each offspring, the two alleles that they have are big Y, little I, or capital Y, lowercase y. And if we were to take these offspring and breed them together to form our F2 generation, which is just a fancy way of saying the next generation, we know that these two heterozygous pea plants, because remember it's one big Y and one little y, we're going to get offspring in the 3-to-1 ratio. And remember, the 3-to-1 ratio is talking about the phenotypes, which is the colors of the pea plants. And remember that since we're saying that yellow is a dominant and green is a recessive, it means that in our case for this 3-to-1 ratio, the 3 is going to be the dominant trait, which is the yellow, and the 1 is going to represent the green, which is the recessive. And I'm sorry if that's still confusing, but I promise you that if you just take the time to draw out the Punnett squares on your paper and just do the workout, it'll make a lot more sense. And now that we have discussed Mendel's law of segregation, let's do a quick recap. The law of segregation tells us that when an organism makes gametes, each gamete receives just one gene copy, which is selected randomly. And this law is incredibly important as it debunked the myth that when two parents come together to create offspring, the children will just have traits that are blended together. And we know this is not true in most cases, as if we look back previously on the example I gave about the white flower being bred with the purple flower, they don't just output a blend of the two. And when looking at the law of segregation from a biological scale, it's that during the first division of meiosis, homologous chromosomes are separated into daughter nuclei. And as the chromosomes separate into different gametes during meiosis, the two different alleles are also pulled apart. This separation of chromosomes, each into a sex cell, is called segregation. And without the law of segregation, scientists today would struggle to predict genetic outcomes, and we wouldn't have things like Punnett squares to work with. Alrighty, that wraps it up for this podcast on the law of segregation. Thank you for listening.